Get ready. Fudge and Rach, the new way to wake up in 2018. On 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Morning.
What's going on?
Just because it's a Tuesday, we're going to tell you how we can get you to LA for free.
Are we doing that just because it's a Tuesday?
Yeah, but also it's like the first thing on the show and
that's
we wanted
okay.
to kick it off the right way. And
that's okay. I'm
tell
gonna,
you how you can win stuff.
I'm going to help us both out, okay, because I've heard, yeah, this is true. I've heard that there are a few faux pas that singles can make in the dating world that won't work in their favour. So I thought if I bring a few of those up this morning, it might help the cause in general.
Sure.
We'll also talk to Deanie, our Hollywood reporter in LA.
And before 6:30 this morning, I'm also going to tell you about a British student that's selling something very silly, but apparently it's gone for millions of pounds or £1 million and it has sold to a Hollywood actor.
A Hollywood actor.
Apparently.
Well,
so.
I cannot wait for that.
Yeah.
Bodge and Rage this cheap ass Tuesday. Hello on here.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rage on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
One of the strangest things I think I've ever seen up for sale are a report that came out, a news article that came out this morning, or maybe it was yesterday. A 26-year-old student from London, her name is Jasmine, and she decided to sell her virginity.
Her V-plates.
Yeah. 26 years old, and apparently she sold it to the highest bidder. The reason that she wanted to do this was she wanted to start her own business. So she needed money to start her own business.
I was going to say, if that's her business, it's not going to last very long, is it?
No. I think she's starting a different type of business, but she posted a video to an escort site and apparently it's gone viral, like completely viral. She's managed to sell it for £1.2 million, which is about $1.4 million Australian dollars. And apparently it's been bought by a Hollywood actor.
Yeah, right.
Apparently the last three people who were in the race for her virginity are a businessman from Munich, a Manchester United football player who's based in London.
That's a week's wages to them, yep.
And a Hollywood actor.
Yeah, right.
And apparently she sat down, she had dinner with them, she goes, oh, the experience was amazing, and she's met all of them, and apparently she's been a big fan of this Hollywood actor for a while. How/why?
What do you mean?
Like, why would you buy it? Why would you even try and sell it?
Mate, you're asking the wrong question.
What's the right question?
She's 26. How is she still a virgin?
Well, she's very attractive.
That's
too,
right.
So I don't understand. No, what she said was she was all about the no sex before marriage and she wanted to wait before for the right person. And now she said she's sick of waiting at 26 years old.
Yeah, so instead of finding a nice boyfriend and just going, yeah, I just want to do the bizzo, she's gone, I'm going to go the
money.
Total opposite way. And go the exact opposite way to the moral compass that I did have.
All I'm going to say is I hope that it's a nice Hollywood actor. She said she's been a fan of his and she's more nervous as a fan than
it's probably
about
someone
losing
horrible like Alec Baldwin.
Oh, mate, could you imagine? Nah, Trump's online going like, yeah, 1.4 million.
I would love to take your virginity. I'll do it better than anyone else. I can promise you that. I can do it. I've seen a lot of people take virginities before. I can tell you that I'll do it better than anyone can.
It's time to make virginity great again.
I've had a lot of practice at this. I got a lot of people that they do a really good job, really good jobs.
Oh, God.
We've got to cut this. Oh, my goodness. It's not Donald
get
Trump.
Get on Tinder,
it's an actor.
It's a Hollywood actor, but all I'm going to say to her is, babe, get on Tinder. Work your money somewhere else.
Probably too late for that, I reckon, now.
Just jump on Tinder, babe.
That's right. Bodge and Rage on
here.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rage on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
I've composed myself and I'm ready to be told what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, I'm not telling you what you're doing wrong. This is just basically, do you know that on Facebook and other social media sites, if you're a single person on Facebook, in any case, you get notifications from things like Zoosk and whatever, dating apps.
Yeah.
Well, they've done a sort of a survey, okay?
Yep.
And it turns out more than half of the women say it's a deal breaker if a date is dressed poorly or has bad style. which, you know, makes sense. Yeah. While the majority of men, 73%, believe the opposite.
Which it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. The younger generation care less about fashion than everyone, with 77% of male and female millennials saying they can look past someone with bad style. It doesn't make sense.
I can understand that, because a lot of the style now has gone back towards the more... I'm going to sneeze in a second. Oh, no, we're good. Sorry.
Yeah, allergic to the truth. Well, look...
A lot of the style now has gone towards the more... I want to say more like... alternative / hippie kind of thing.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like a more relaxed kind of the cargo short with thongs and like maybe a polo that looks like a Hawaiian shirt.
What kind of blokes are you going out with?
No, I'm just saying that that's kind of the style now.
Is it?
Okay. I don't go out with blokes. I haven't been out with a bloke in a long time.
I don't wear any of those things. I haven't seen Lee Jolo in local news. I haven't seen Boss Crowe.
The indie fashion. Is okay. Like that?
Well, 69% of singles say the best way to make a good impression is to be neat and presentable. Yep. Obviously, that makes sense, because you want the cleanliness of a person is pretty much what does it for me.
Well, you want to look good on your first date anyway.
So fashion faux pas for singles. Okay, so these are basically things that are, you know, recognised, I guess. So
as what you shouldn't do.
Wrinkled clothes is recognised by 66% of people. Socks and sandals, 55% of people said no.
I love socks and sandals.
Nah.
I love a good socks and sandals.
This one freaked me out a little bit. Yep. Okay. Only 53% of people that were surveyed were adverse to Crocs. I'd be getting it. I hate Crocs.
If Prince Charming came up to me and he was wearing a pair of Crocs, I'm not going to turn him away.
Well, he's a cartoon, isn't he?
Well, no. I mean, like, if a real-life Prince Charming came up.
Okay, baggy clothes, only 50% of people had a problem with that. Board shorts and swimwear, so this is kind of what you were saying, 40s, 45. Dressing too young for your age, I would have thought that would be up there quite high, but only 44% of people.
I don't believe in that. I feel like unless you're going to rock up and you're wearing a nappy, you can't dress too young for your age.
It gets worse. There's only a couple more, okay? But 38% of people didn't like... the low rise or slung pants, so kind of like, you know,
where your bum's hanging out.
That's right.
Okay,
When you look at that, 62% of people are okay with it.
Are okay with it.
So 38 are against it. So 34% were against people wearing super tight shirts.
Now, if it's really tight and it's popping open, that's fair enough.
If you're a bloke. Then you go, right, well, you know, you've seen a bit of chest action. If you're a girl, you're seeing, like, you know, if it's me and I'm wearing a super tight black shirt, like I've done in the past, I made that mistake. I look like, because I've got a hairy chest and I look kind of woggy, I look like I belong, you know, in a chip shop or something. I can say that because I am a bit wog. So it's all good. But just in case we get calls. But it's one of those things. It's like 34% of people were unhappy with people rocking up in shirts too tight for them, which means that lots and lots of people are okay with it.
As I said, unless you rock up and you're wearing, like, a diaper, I feel like it's not going to matter as long as you're a nice person.
So your standards aren't very high then?
Oh, sure. Let's go with that.
Well, they're literally what you just said.
Why not?
Oh, my goodness. Look, this is why dating's gone to, like, dating apps and things like that. People don't meet each other.
Yeah, but if
anymore.
You go up for a Tinder date or something, you want to, like, I get what you mean. You want to be looking nice. But as I said, if someone rocks up and they're, like, a little bit untidy, maybe they've just come from work or...
No.
I like giving people the benefit of the doubt, I think.
Really? No. Make an effort. Make an effort. Do your teeth. Brush your hair. I'm not going to do either, so you've got to.
Dating tips from Bodge.
Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
A very good morning to Mr. Dean McCarthy. Hello.
G'day, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Mate, Mariah Carey, she's gone diva again.
Okay, look, you know what? Today is actually her birthday in Australia, but she doesn't call it birthday. She calls it the anniversary of her birth. It's not a birthday. But you know what? If that's not diva enough, let me tell you what I found out that she did. You won't read this anywhere. This is not on the blogs or anything. Mariah Carey did this, a stylist friend told me. She was getting a... dress fitting, okay? She had to be somewhere really quickly. They put the dress on her, one of those, like, you know, like, gorgeous, like, mermaid-hugging dresses that covers the entire body. Anyway, she hated it. It was itching her. She was uncomfortable. She said, cut it off. I want to get out of this thing immediately. Rather than taking the time to take it off, She made them cut it off, an $80,000 couture gown. Now, he described to me, you know when you cut a piece of paper and you slide the things along the paper like that? They did that down the back of the dress.
Goodness.
She didn't want to be in it.
That is disgusting. $80,000.
Look, last time I checked, I didn't think her time was all that precious. Just saying.
Oh, no. Mariah Carey.
Come on.
You know, she tried to change the plot of a film once, got there 4 hours late, and she was only in it for like a couple of seconds. It was that... I forget which one it was. It was the gambling one where they set up the casino in their house.
Yeah. Oh.
Tried to change the entire
game night. Or game night, I think it was.
That's it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So I'm never surprised, but it's weird. Mariah Carey's one of those people that I think she's probably a terrible person, but I just can't get enough when I hear something new about her. I need to know.
More.
That's right.
Dean, something else.
That was late for my interview.
Was she really?
Oh, what?
Yeah, she kept me waiting 2.5 hours. Out in the studios at Universal Studios, I sat there in the cold, and she had all these puppies everywhere. She demanded, I'm not even kidding, I've got videos. She had puppies on set and fake snow for that movie she did about Christmas.
Late
to an interview with Dean McCarthy, what a bitch.
How dare you? Also, Dean, another massive star in the world, Beyonce, someone bit her on the face. Is this true?
Yes. Now, this is making all the headlines today. Let me tell you what happened. So Tiffany Haddish, who's an American comedian, she's absolutely hilarious. She has revealed that she was at a party and Beyonce was there and a female actress was hitting on Beyonce and the female actress bit Beyonce on the face. Okay. Beyonce ran over to Jay-Z. She told Jay-Z. They both ran out into the back VIP area and all the security kind of made like a big, you know, kerfuffle. Anyway, this is what she told. Tiffany was like, I was there. I saw the entire thing. Now, today, if you're on Twitter, you're going to see the hashtag who bit Beyonce trending because everyone's trying to figure out who was it.
Oh,
who
geez.
Wants to bit Beyonce?
Poor Beyonce.
Now I want to know.
I wonder what she tasted like. Do you reckon she'd taste like gold?
Caramel.
Roses.
Ooh, caramel. Yeah, something. Yeah. She'd taste so sweet.
Delicious.
Thank you, Dean McCarthy. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on Hit.
We came across this morning. I thought this was mental. I didn't think this was real at all. But apparently it's true.
Well, I thought it was something that they were thinking of introducing. It wasn't real just yet.
The fine. No, this is true. This is something that they haven't been enforcing but has been a law. Queenslanders who don't bring their curbside rubbish bins in after a day could soon be fined.
Right.
The fine is up to $2,500. Has always been in state legislation but not widely enforced.
Mm-hmm.
So the government will allow councils to enforce the laws. Some have ignored it after a while, at least 20 councils, they say. But they've indicated that they're going to start implementing
it. What are they going to do, though? Just sticky tape the ticket to the top of the bin?
Well, this is the thing. The legislation apparently largely relied on neighbours dobbing each other in, which I don't like.
Yeah, because they're not going to have like a garbage bin police that go around and check everyone's bins the day after pick up.
Hi, it's David here. My neighbour has left his bin out, his red bin as well, the worst of all the bins. He's left it out for 2 days.
But I'm going to be honest.
I've been watching through my window. Could you send out someone to give him a fine, please?
I'm going to be honest. The cul-de-sac that I live in always has a bin out. And it's one of my neighbours. I'm not sure whose it is. But it doesn't affect anyone.
But then I thought, well, this is a weird law. I mean, it's not one that's been enforced, but there's a few other ones. I thought, well, what else do we have to look out for? I don't want to get caught walking on the wrong side of the footpath or something and get in trouble for that. But
well, jaywalking is a thing that people, it's not really been that enforced.
Well, there's
but
not
it
a crossing
a
everywhere, is there?
No, but jaywalking, you're not supposed to jaywalk. You have to cross at a crossing. It's actually illegal.
No, well, there you go. I do that all the time.
Not at a crossing.
I've found a few ones here. Having an article of disguise without a lawful excuse is illegal.
So if you disguise it like a wig.
Or even if you're at a dress-up party, I reckon. It's illegal to be in possession of more than 50 kilos of potatoes in Western Australia. That's a thing. That is a thing. And then it's
what
against,
about restaurants?
Well, there you go. It's against the law to disrupt a wedding. Now, I knew this one. Penalty of $10,000 and or 2 years imprisonment. And that includes, I know they say, speak now or forever hold your peace.
What about that part?
You can still do that, but it'll cost you $10,000.
You're joking. What's the point of having that part
exactly.
in there?
Exactly. I thought...
Did you know that you can also get a DUI if you're riding a horse?
I did, and also bicycle.
Bicycle, horse, elephant.
I thought, how messed up can we be? And then I discovered something even more messed up.
What?
Over the water in our cousin's land
in
of the US of A.
Oh, the US of A. Okay. Right.
There are even weirder laws, okay? Cutting down a cactus in Arizona can get you 25 years in prison.
What?
This is true. In Texas, it's illegal to sell your own eyeballs.
Well, okay. I feel like it's illegal to sell body parts in a lot of places,
You know how gays couldn't get married? Well, marriage between cousins is against the law in Utah unless they're over 65 years old. And the final one, Indiana, it's illegal to attend a public event or catch public transport within 4 hours of eating onions or garlic. I agree with that one.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Yeah. Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
Damien didn't pick up.
No, the timer is on right now. You have 40 seconds to call 13, 12, 16. That's all I'm giving everyone this morning.
That's so specific.
40 seconds. If no one calls in 40 seconds, it will jackpot to $520 tomorrow.
Well, see, it's an interesting thing because we did say to Damien yesterday, because we couldn't get him on, there was a problem with the phone line.
Mm-hmm.
We said, we'll get you on today. And I got his number. We gave him a call. We got his answer phone, which you never want to get.
His answering machine.
Yeah, this is true. So who have we got on the line now? Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You got Karina?
Karina.
Hey, Karina.
Where are you calling from, Karina?
King Creek.
Beautiful.
Karina in King Creek. There is $510 up for grabs this morning. Are you keen to play our 5 in 10?
I am keen, yes.
All right. Karina, there's 10 seconds on the clock. As soon as I ask you a question, you've got to name 5 things to answer that question inside the 10 seconds. Are you ready?
Yep, ready.
We'll just specify as well, I will not accept any double ups or any variations on this one.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Okay, so I'm being strict. All right, Karina, inside 10 seconds, I would like you to name 5 different types of Holden cars. Go.
A Holden Camaro. No, not it. A Holden Commodore. Holden, Karina,
and
Holden.
Oh, not all gone.
Time is up. You got 3, Karina. That's the best anyone's done so far, I think.
No, we had 4 the other
day. Awesome. Oh, did we? We had 4 the other day. Well, I was trying to pump Karina up.
Serious. I'm not a Holden person. I think that's pretty impressive.
Oh, that's all good.
You did pretty well. Unfortunately, not the 5 we were looking for, but thank you so much for playing, lovely.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. So,
$520
for
tomorrow?
Yeah, and what I was talking about there, just PS, in case anyone was wondering, I would have accepted, like, Holden Ute, but you know how there's, like, a VY and a VX and a VE? I wasn't going to accept any of those
Okay, fair enough. So what would you have accepted?
Other ones were the Astra, the Equinox, the Kingswood, Malibu, Monaro.
What was your first car?
My first car was a Mazda 121. It was a little jelly bean.
My first car was a VL Calais.
There you go.
Automatic, though, not manual. But was.
You can't drive manual, can you?
Well, no. I had to teach myself how to drive.
I need to teach you how to drive manual.
That's fine. But a VL Calais, it was the most beautiful car. I know it's an older one and it's considered a little bit common, but it was a thing of beauty, let me tell you.
But also, I would have accepted a Tirana as well. And the reason that I did Holden cars is because the very first Tirana ever made sold for like $66,000, or maybe it was $66 million or something like that. It was insane.
Wouldn't have been $66 million.
Happened 2 days ago.
Really?
Mm.
Good, great. Oh, it could be because it's the line is ending.
Yeah.
The line of Holdens is ending. All right. Well, there you go. $520 up for grabs tomorrow. Bodge and Rach on Hit.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Something that is quite topical today, and of course coming into the winter season, is the flu season once again. And a new study has come out saying that 1 in 2 New South Wales adults intend to skip the annual flu shot this year.
Right.
On average around, where is it? I think it's 18,000 Australians are hospitalised due to influenza every single year, yet many adults do not consider themselves susceptible to flu infection. You and I have both spoken about this. Last couple of years, I haven't had the flu shot, but I do get sick every single year.
I haven't had a flu shot. I haven't had any jab since I think I stepped on a nail when I was 16.
And you had to get a tetanus shot.
Yeah, apart from that, had no shots.
So you had no flu. Do you get sick or anything?
No.
No, so you
I mean, I've been sick a couple of times, and it's been maybe 2 days, and then I'm right as rain again.
So to be honest, the only reason, well, the main reason that I don't get flu shots is because I don't like needles all that much.
No, so nor do I.
It's a little bit of a scared thing to me, and I'm going to be honest, I have to go to the doctors with my, if I ever get the flu shot, I've got to go with my mum, because I do not like needles at all. I don't like that. It's a fear of mine.
Okay.
So that's why I don't, but. Yeah, they're saying that pretty much half of the New South Wales population will not be getting a flu shot this year. And then the Australian Medical Association has also come out and warned against getting the flu jab too early. So obviously the flu shot, realistically, it will only stay in effect for however long. And because of the horrific flu season that we had last season, some large pharmacy chains are offering the shot to combat the outbreak. But the AMA's national president, Michael Gannon, has said the timing of the flu shot is quite critical with it. So don't get it too early. It needs to be clinically appropriate. So apparently, until we're well into April, don't get the flu shot until you're well into April.
That's incredible. See, I'm probably not going to do it anyway, to be honest, just because it's not a case of I can't be bothered. It's a case of, you know, I've done well so far. If it was something like polio or like hepatitis or them, I'd have those shots because they're the big ones. The flu, I reckon my body can cope with the flu.
But that's the thing. You're one of those people that don't, maybe you don't think that it's as...
Oh, I'm not telling anyone else what to do either. Like, you know, especially if you've got children. I mean, you do you, mate. But, you know, I'm happy just plodding along. If I get a bit crook, you know, I feel like my liver does a lot of work at weekends. It does a lot of work. Why is it that the rest of my body can't do it as well? If my immune system's sitting there going, oh, yeah, liver's working hard, I'm just going to kick back because, you know, we've had all these jabs and stuff. I reckon it's time to make my immune system work a bit.
So let's say that this year, if I have to fill in for you for a week or two because you're sick, I get to say I told you so.
You do whatever you want, mate.
Done.
Don't even care.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on Hit.
Well, I've made myself a little friend group here since I've been here. It includes, of course, you, mate. You all are one of my best friends.
I'm just looking at you with puppy dog eyes going, hang on, what, other friends?
Yeah, other friends.
I don't know if you're allowed to have other friends.
It includes the lovely Jess from NBN News.
Oh, I see. I see. Is this a media power group? Is this what you're talking about?
And also Laura from Port News. It is a little bit of a media power group.
Any reason you're giving them little shout-outs?
No.
Maybe they asked for them?
It's because Jess is listening
right
now.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, we have been going to lunch and dinners and stuff like that. And Laura and I went to lunch the other day at an Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those cafes where they give you the bathroom key and you've got to go like for a walk to get to the bathroom.
There's
inside.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of those cafes. And I got the bathroom key, and attached to the bathroom key was a very big, it's probably about 30 centimetres long.
Oh, no, hang on.
Spoon.
Okay, yep.
One of those spoons that you cook, like use to cook meat sauces with and pastas with and all that kind of stuff. It was like a kitchen spoon, cooking spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking, so many different cafes do this to stop you from stealing or accidentally forgetting the key somewhere. They attach a large item to it. What other keys are there?
Well, see, I've seen this many times. I went to a place, do you know what? I reckon it might have been in Sydney, and they gave you a plate.
A plate?
It was a plate, and it had, through the porcelain of the plate, they'd actually drilled a hole and attached a key ring with a key. It was a really weird thing to take into the bog with you.
That's what I mean. These are weird. Like, I took something that was used to cook into the toilet. Like, there's ice. I've seen one that had an ice cream container lid, a 2-litre ice cream container
lid attached to the key.
What are the weird things that you've seen that are attached to bathroom keys for cafes? That's what I want to know right now.
I'm sure there's plenty of things. I've seen a few. Do you know what? 13, 12, 16, give us a buzz.
Let us know the weird things that you've seen.
I'm trying to think now. Now that you've brought that up, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I mean, I know on mine, just on my keys alone, I've got like a golden guitar replica from Tamworth.
Yep.
But apart from that, I don't think I've got anything like too mental.
I got a bottle opener on my keys.
Really? Yeah, well, that's it.
That's an
smart.
Insight into my life.
That's smart.
There you go. Yeah.
Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Speaking about going out to lunches and dinners with my
new friends,
Laura and Jess. And Laura and I went to lunch at a cafe the other day, and I went to the bathroom and they had a funny object attached to the toilet key so that you wouldn't forget it. It was like a metal cooking spoon.
Yes.
And I felt really odd taking that to the bathroom, and it got me thinking what other odd items are on bathroom keys. And Isaac from Port Macquarie has given us a call on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Isaac.
Good morning, guys.
Isaac, what's the weird thing that you've seen on a toilet key?
Well, I lived overseas in Brazil last year, and I went to go to get the keys for the cafe, and there was a huge industrial metal cooking spoon, like a really big one.
Yeah.
And also attached to it was a toilet roll.
just in case you needed it.
Did they have toilet rolls in the bathroom, or was that the toilet roll that they gave you to use?
No, that's the one they give you to use.
So they don't leave any toilet paper in there anyway.
And then, so do you take it back to them? I'm just trying to get this in my mind. And you've used, say you're like me and you use half a roll. They look at you and go, what did he do in there?
Yeah, well, I didn't speak the language, so I'm kind of a bit awkward, you know.
Isaac.
Oh, no.
I can just feel your pain from here.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much for the call, Isaac. We've also got Stacey in Taree on 13, 12, 16 as well. Morning, Stace. Hello, Stace.
Hello, how are you?
Good, mate. What's the weird object you've seen on a toilet key?
So we were travelling and it wasn't so much cafe, but we stopped at a service centre and I had to ask for a key, and when they handed it over, it had a toilet seat connected to it.
A toilet seat?
Yeah, a toilet seat.
Like a normal-sized toilet seat.
Yeah, what? And I was sitting there going, do I really want to touch this?
Yeah. No, probably not.
So this wasn't like the toilet roll just before. You're not expected to use that toilet seat, are you?
No, I walked in there and I'm like, why have you got that? And he goes, oh, it's we're renowned for getting our keys stolen. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I feel like no one's going to steal a toilet seat, are they?
The other thing, Stacey.
Pretty funny walking out there with it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like taking the toilet
seat. Yeah, you're either going to look like a thief or everyone's going to go, oh, she's going to do a poo. Oh, yeah, we know what she's off to do.
Thanks for the call this morning, Stace. Really appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Have a good day.
That's incredible. And do you know what?
We've still got Mitch from AFL North Coast. We spoke to him before, but you were weighing in on this. You've had something weird in a toilet, on a toilet key as well.
Yeah, so we'll come back from the MCG after a good game of footy and a couple of beverages and caught the wrong train.
Yeah, to the north, lovely.
As you do.
The North line, got off and had to use the facilities. And we're handed a table tennis baton to go there. As we sat down on the seat, there was a ball hanging from the roof, so you could actually...
Brilliant.
I think to try and limit the time spent there, maybe on your phone, maybe to keep yourself active. And
so basically, you were on the toilet having a bat. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, of table tennis, mate. That's a good idea. I might install one of those. I wonder if my housemate Christian will let me put a table tennis ball from the roof.
I don't think he will.
You don't reckon?
No, but I think we could get Boss Crowey to let us do it here. What do you reckon? That'd be pretty cool.
Mitch, will you vouch for it? Will you come in with us?
Hey, I'm down for it. I found it really inspiring to keep me interested.
Occupied. It's 3-1 when we take that to Crowley. Thanks,
get around
Mitch.
It.
You're
right.
Behind it.
Have a great morning. Bodge and Rage back tomorrow morning.
Bye. Here we
go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rage on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.